WTOW News Time is 7:05. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnum and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A student at Davila Middle School in Bryan has been suspended after threatening to bring a gun to school and commit acts of violence. Officer Kelly McKeithen says police were notified by a teacher who overheard a conversation.
Several people that we talked to had different variations of what was said. Of course, the student denied saying anything. So, you know, it's undetermined exactly what was said, but it was taken very seriously, and the student was reprimanded.
School district spokeswoman Sandy Ferris says the teacher who overheard the comments did absolutely the right thing by reporting it to police.
In the culture and climate we're in now, you can't be too careful, I guess. And in this particular case, fortunately, it turned out that the student did not have the means to carry out what he said he was going to do.
Ferris hopes parents who learn about what happened will take away that teachers are vigilant about listening and will act quickly. No one was injured during a robbery yesterday evening in Pommel Circle near Riata Meadows Park. A 17-year-old male told College Station officers that he and a friend were robbed at gunpoint by two people who got away in a dark Dodge Magnum with tinted windows. At WTAW.com, you can find more information. Heroes come in all shapes and sizes, and Bryan Fire Chief Randy McGregor says that's why the department's awarding a first grader at Navarro Elementary School its Citizen Award. McGregor says 3 weeks ago, Caden Fuentes and his mother were on a trip when she went into medical distress, and he honked the car horn until a police officer stopped.
The officer heard the horn, and he kind of looked back, thought maybe somebody was just honking at him, and the young man stayed persistent in honking the horn and didn't stop, and finally the deputy realized something was up, and he spun around real quick and pulled back up there and realized that Kane's mom was needing assistance, so he immediately radioed for an ambulance.
McGregor says without his quick action in alerting the deputy, they aren't sure how long it might have taken for help to arrive. Life is returning to normal for more than 70 law enforcement officers from the Brazos Valley who participated in this week's presidential inauguration. It was the second time for College Station Police Department Sergeant Blaine Crowder.
First assignment was on Sunday. We were deputized at that point to allow us to enforce any of the laws necessary while we were there. And that evening after that, we were able to kind of go out and visit the town and see a few things, and then on Monday they started very early and were able to spend the whole day on the parade route and our assignment.
CSPD had 12 officers as part of an overall group of 2,400 who went to Washington to assist local agencies. Approved by College Station voters over 4 years ago, the Lick Creek Hike and Bike Trail is another step closer to being built. The City Council last night approved a $483,000 design contract, but not before James Benham called for a delay to spend $150,000 to build a mile-long sidewalk to get children walking to Greens Prairie Elementary School off the road.
I'm a parent of small children. I know I have maybe a more active reminder every day when I look at my daughters. And when their friends' mothers come and talk to me about their children's safety. So I'm going to choose differently here because I think we have better and higher priorities.
Mayor Nancy Berry says safety concerns should be addressed by the school district.
I'm hoping that their parents will look after them and that school crossing guards or whatever is necessary to get those children safely across any road will be considered by the school district.
Almost $4 million will be left in the budget to build the more than 4-mile trail. And one person is injured after a vehicle was hit by a train in Bryan yesterday morning. Police say the driver ignored the railroad crossing arms on Grosbeck Drive near Main, and as a result, the car was clipped by a train and knocked into a pickup. The driver of the clipped car was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and issued a citation. The driver of the truck was not hurt. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 64 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirnum and Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirnum and Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirnum and Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in and Brian. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:10. Got some weather for you that doesn't belong in the month of January, but we'll take it anyhow. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Clouds and some occasional sunshine developing today. Highs will be 70 to 75. It'll be mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower tonight. Lows will be close to 60. Tomorrow we'll keep the clouds around. There could be a shower as we head into the weekend. Highs tomorrow near 70. Mostly cloudy, 55 to 60 tomorrow night. Cloudiness will linger across the area Sunday. There's still the chance of a shower or two. High Sunday afternoon near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. The Master teaches young Grasshopper a thing or two about women's basketball. Also, Kevin Sumlin fills two spots on his coaching staff. He's only got one more left to put in, if I'm not mistaken. And A&M quarterback Stephen Magee now joins the Houston Texans. More on that coming up here in about 7:50.
All right, there you go. It's 7:12. So plan to get out and enjoy the weather this weekend. It ought to be really nice. Just have a good time. That's why we live in Texas, that and low taxes, so that we don't have to worry about the weather. If you have a friend who lives up in the Northeast, be sure and send him a picture of you this weekend.
At the pool.
Wherever, at the lake.
In a tank top.
Doing stuff outside. Yeah, and let them know that your property taxes aren't nearly what theirs are. See how they feel about that. But if they don't agree with you politically, don't tell them to come down here. We don't need any of that, as we've already talked about. There's a bunch of folks coming in. They don't think like us. They don't talk like us. Don't carry guns.
If you talk to them, make sure that you stress the killer bees, the sticker burrs,
the fire ants.
Fire ants. 113 temperatures.
Skeeters.
Humidity. Yeah, mosquitoes. Yep. Oh, my gosh.
All those things that they don't have in Montana or whatever.
Mosquitoes as big as hawks.
Speaking of Montana, probably safe to assume that this Montana lawmaker is pro-gun. New York Post reports Representative Alan Doan is proposing a so-called shoot-on-sight bill, allowing anybody to shoot any bison that wanders onto their property. He says, quote, a free man should be able to say what he does on his property. Okay. Legislation is aimed to protect landowners and assets from damage caused by wild bison simply roaming wherever they... Oh, so like, give me a home where the buffalo roam? Maybe not so much anymore. Anyway, that's up in Montana.
It's good eating?
Yeah, it is. I guess so. They had it at the White House this week.
Have you had
bison? I don't think I have. I've never had bison.
It's very difficult to cook.
Yeah?
There's almost no fat on them.
Okay.
So when you cook them, you're used to cooking with something with fat in it.
Sure.
They cook much faster.
Well, you know, a lot of the flavor comes from fat, though, too, doesn't it?
It does. But it's quite good. I like it.
Was it like hamburger meat, or did you do like a steak thingy?
I've done both.
Oh, okay. What does a bison burger taste like?
Like a very lean, not even gamey's not the right word. It's okay. Just a little different flavor than beef.
But does it taste like kind of like venison then?
No.
Interesting. Okay.
It's kind of hard to describe because it tastes like beef, but it's just a little different than beef. And I think part of that is because it's so very lean.
I got you. Mm. I got you. Well, you know, I know there may be more than one, but Donis Baggett, who was the publisher of the Eagle, you know, he and his wife have a buffalo herd.
How cool is that?
Yep. Out there near Smetana.
They used to do buffalo days.
They did.
Although technically, if they're in America, they're bison. And yeah. Buffaloes are,
yes.
You know, in
and they do that.
Places.
I forget the name of their company, but it's got bison in it. Now, I don't know if this is the same study that we saw the other day, but it seems that the information is about the same. This is Darmstadt Technical University. Aggies will be playing them in sports in 2017. Surveyed 600 Facebook users and found out that a third of them did feel worse after visiting a site. We talked about this the other day. The Envy on Facebook, their study is called The Envy on Facebook, A Hidden Threat for Users' Life Satisfaction. The most common downer was feeling dissatisfied with your own life after you saw your friends having fun?
Because you had a bad day.
I mean, really.
See, the lesson here is go out and make your life exciting.
Exactly. Go have fun.
Quit being a loser.
All right.
Quit complaining about it to people who are doing statistical studies.
Apparently, different people had different triggers. Thus, people in their mid-30s were most likely to have feelings of envy after seeing other pictures of having a good time with their family. Female users more likely to feel envy based on other women's physical attractiveness. Other women's physical attractiveness made them feel dissatisfied when they went to look at stuff on Facebook. That brings us to our next story. Just when you think that they've done all the reality shows they could possibly do.
Oh, no.
Yes, we have one more. We have one more.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, again, to go back to that part about feeling envy based on a woman's physical attractiveness, TLC Sunday night will premiere Plastic Wives, explores what it's like to be married to a plastic surgeon, and apparently it's pretty insane.
Ooh.
Women on the show have access to all of it. I mean, augmentations, liposuction, Botox, all that at no cost and no appointment necessary. So, you know, here are a few quotes from the women on the show. Quote, there's so many new things coming, so many new technologies, new implants, new Botox, new filler, laser procedures and all that. And I want it all.
Well, I have a question.
All right.
Does it actually make a difference to men? Like, do they actually care between real and fake?
Well, sure. Well, look.
I mean, really?
No,
like,
well, sure, of course.
Are they just like, well, yeah, she's fake, but she's still hot?
No, that's right. Well, again, excuse me, Kat, and again, you're
not
a male,
I'm just
so...
only saying that because I've heard people say things like this.
I'm just going to say if there are two guys standing at some social gathering and they're looking a hot woman across the way, I doubt that one of them goes, hey, I wonder what she studies in school. You know, I'm just going to say that.
Not initially, no.
Hey, does she do a lot of work in the community? I mean, I don't think that that is the first thing.
Right, but that's not, well, I'm not talking about, you know, ignorance of character. What I'm talking about is, does it matter whether parts are real or fake?
No.
But
I mean,
why?
And that causes speculation.
Because think about it. Even if, no matter how hot she is, if it's fake, those aren't, you're not getting to incorporate those genes into your progeny.
It doesn't matter.
You're going to have ugly babies.
Wow.
Ugly
Hello.
Children.
I'm just...
Pass on a legacy of ugliness.
Once again, Kat thinking like a woman, and these are guys we're talking about. You know, hello?
Kat, we're generally not looking at a long-term relationship to start with.
That's exactly right. You ever heard about, looking for Miss Right Now, not
Miss
Right?
Is it one foot deep, 100 miles wide?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, so anyway. Other quotes from the show, Plastic Wives. I wasn't ready to hang it up yet. I wanted to extend my shelf life a little bit. In any other community in the world, this makes no sense, but this is Hollywood. And I've heard some good advice a long time ago. If you're looking for a plastic surgeon, look at his wife. That's a perfect example of the work that he does. That's a good one.
Yep.
So that's coming up this weekend if
Do
you want to capture
shopping.
That. Yeah. Plastic Wives on TLC. Yeah. Never, no, really, Kat. Just never ever think that guys are going to do that. Gosh, I wonder what she studied in school. Wonder what her favorite group is. Any of those things. They're trying to come up. They want to strike up a conversation to see where it goes. All right. Now, what do you need food-wise to get going in the morning? Now, for me, it's caffeine. I got to have caffeine.
Yep.
I got to do that. Some people need sugar. Some people need carbs. Some people need a whole lot of that. Well, 90% of people agree that breakfast is the most important meal, yet fewer than half of us take the time to sit down and eat a healthy breakfast. Well, why would we do that? Stop by today at the drive-thru and get nuts and twigs to go along with your spring water.
I mean, oh,
they're doing stuff that's got, you know, sugar or melted cheese on it or anything. Richard Mates, who's a professor.
Bacon.
Who's a professor of food and nutrition at Purdue University, said it's better to eat something rather than nothing at all. So the doctor's giving you a pass. Go ahead and slam down a half dozen donuts with a cup of coffee.
And this is my thought. If you're eating as much garbage, all the garbage you want, if you eat it for breakfast, You have a whole day to burn those calories
off.
Oh,
well, of course. Exactly. Sure.
Now,
why not?
If you eat chocolate cake for breakfast, you might possibly be more inclined to crave chocolate cake at other times of the day.
Milk has got, there's milk in chocolate cake.
Yeah, sure.
Wheat. There's wheat. Flour
protein.
In chocolate cake.
Protein.
Well,
yeah,
but you're,
eggs.
You're missing the perfect food. The perfect food is a Pop-Tart. I mean, it's got everything in it.
So I've never liked Pop-Tarts.
I haven't either. But, you
if they could do that with bacon.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Pop bacon. Sounds
ooh,
like
yeah.
a...
yeah.
You need to... what's it called? That, CC.
Low-sugar cereal with a banana and wheat toast would be pretty good.
Bleh.
But who's going to eat that, right?
Now,
a really good breakfast, they say, would be a hard-boiled egg, a bowl of oatmeal with berries, walnuts, raisins, and sunflower seeds.
What if oatmeal makes you gassy?
Well, and again...
What if it makes your belly feel like a blown-up bag of air?
Well, then I hope you're not in a place with cubicles and you have your own office.
That's why you're in your own studio, Cat.
Exactly right. There we
go.
No,
I don't eat oatmeal.
Okay. But, I mean, really, this guy says a good breakfast would be a hard-boiled egg, a bowl of oatmeal, with berries, walnuts, raisins, and sunflower seeds.
Who has time to cook all that in
you're
the morning?
You're exactly right. Who's going to do that?
Unless you're a kid and you have a mom, get used to eating Pop-Tarts.
Now, I think you can go to Starbucks. I think they have oatmeal for $7, that's got all that garbage.
They do.
No,
do they?
They've got like a ciabatta bread sandwich with some kind of Asiago cheese
and
bacon.
It costs like $14, right?
Oh, I don't know how much it costs, but I know that it's heavenly. Yeah.
Okay, what, somebody bought it for you?
No, I bought it for myself.
Well, you don't remember
I'm not that cheap of a person.
You don't remember how much it cost?
Oh, I bought it several months ago.
Oh, okay, all right. Unfortunately, things that you think would be good for you, like bagels and muffins and all those little sugary cereals.
Not so much.
Nope, spike your blood sugar. See, and then that sets you into this deal where you're pretty much on a roller coaster all day long.
That's why I drink Tang instead.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
There's more problems.
That's right. Over time, you will be. A breakfast bar with orange juice might seem healthier, but it's really not. He said it's pretty much like eating a candy bar with sugar cubes. Yeah. All right.
Awesome.
But the general idea is better to eat something than to eat nothing. Hello.
Hey, Kat, I just wanted to let you know there are still some guys out here who are looking for a Proverbs 31 woman rather than a fake plastic woman.
Right. Oh, good.
There you go. Okay.
Thanks for letting us know.
That's one.
He's lying.
Garbage cans, street signs, runaway wagons, your neighbor Gary. There are a lot of things you need to be able to see on the road. And with head-up display in the BMW 3 Series, you can. It projects your speed and turn-by-turn navigation onto the windshield, which means you shouldn't ever have to take your eyes off the road. The BMW 3 Series with head-up display is here. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061. That's 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061.
Hey, a word from Suddenlink. If you are a person who's got a satellite, remember that satellite customers could be facing rate increases of up to $180 this year. This is what Suddenlink will do for you. Get $150 back when you kick that satellite to the curb and you upgrade to Suddenlink. And by the way, with Suddenlink's SL200 HD TV, you get free HD, tons of great programming. There's no contract required. There's free on-demand up to 300 channels and friendly customer service to go along with that. Plus, with Suddenlink high-speed internet, you'll have the fastest, most reliable connection in the area, all for as low as $30 a month when you bundle. Connect everybody's new device to the internet wirelessly at the same time. Laptops, iPads, tablets, smartphones, Kindles, gaming consoles, all online without any problems at all. And Suddenlink offers you reliable home phone service for $25 a month for the rest of your life. So get together and bundle it all up. Give them a call at Suddenlink at 1-800-915-1866 or go to suddenlink.com for more information. And be sure and check into the TiVo Stream. You can take your TV even further with TiVo Stream from Suddenlink. That's new. That's great. That's available. And remember, the video on demand movies quite often here 28 days or more before Netflix or Redbox has them. Again, the number to call is 1-800-915-1866 or go to suddenlink.com for more information. Brazos Valley weather forecast got that for you. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. I think it's fair to say this is unseasonably warm weather. 76 for a high today, about 61 tonight, maybe some fog forming tonight, and so we'd have that tomorrow morning. We'll be in the lower 70s on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Low temperatures will be in the 60s each night, and again, a slight chance of showers. Right now, winds are from the south at 13, 81% relative humidity, overcast skies, and we're looking at 65.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics says that labor unions suffered sharp declines last year. Overall, union membership fell from 11.8% to 11.3%, which is the lowest percentage of union membership since the 30s. How many people are we talking about? They lost 400,000 union jobs. But even more troublesome than the loss is where they lost. Almost half of these jobs were government jobs. And since the majority of all union jobs are in government, this is a wake-up call for the union leadership. Now, unions hit their peak in 1950. Almost a third of our workforce was unionized. Now, you wouldn't guess it from their huge political clout in the Democrat Party. Membership has been largely downhill ever since, except for government. While unions were losing in the private sector, they were growing membership in the government until now. AFL-CIO head Richard Trumka blames the losses on our still-struggling economy, which, by the way, is Obama's still-tanking economy. He says weak laws and political ideological assaults on unions also to blame, all of which he claims puts the middle class at risk. So even under Obama, with the army of workers and hundreds of millions of dollars that unions pumped into his reelection, they're still losing ground. You see, there is some news to be found out there, after all, and some of it is good news.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Businesses from startups to Fortune 500 share a common trait. They are intentional. They focus on success. They don't get distracted. They share another success trait as well, folks. Many choose to work from a Regis office. Your beautifully furnished, wired Regis office can be ready when you need it. You get a prestigious address, state-of-the-art amenities. You know what else is included? A receptionist to answer your phones and greet your clients. Access to meeting rooms, video conferencing studios, IT professionals to solve tech problems. Getting intentional about your business starts with Regis. One quick call and Regis will show you how much money you can save with a custom workplace solution for your company. And I'll get you started with 2 months free. Go to regus.com/rush or call them and tell them I sent you for 2 free months. Or call 1-800-OFFICES. Regis, R-E-G-U-S, at 1-800-OFFICES.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to 1.5 acres, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byanski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. ANCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by locally owned Paramount Property Analysts, providing quality real estate appraisals and consultations for more than 20 years. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Last night's College Station City Council meeting included considerable discussion before approving a design contract to build the Lit Creek Hike and Bike Trail. James Benham wanted to spend about half of the more than $4 million set aside for the trail to add and repair sidewalks to resolve safety concerns. Julie Schultz understood the need, but voted for the trail.
I agree with Mr. Benham about the issues that exist. I do think that there is a solution to that and that we need to look at that, but I don't think it should be in lieu of doing this project.
John Nichols, who also voted for the trail design, says sidewalks are in future budgets.
I think it is part of a major long-run plan for hike and bike trails in the city of College Station, which is part of our signature quality of life objective.
Benham specifically wanted a sidewalk along Reuter Road, which he says children use to walk to and from Greens Prairie Elementary School. A first grade student at Bryan's Navarro Elementary School is a recipient of the Bryan Fire Department's Citizen Award. 3 weeks ago, when his mother had a medical emergency on the road, Caden Fuentes honked the car horn until he got the attention of a police officer. Fire Chief Randy McGregor says they wanted to recognize Fuentes with a special presentation ceremony in front of his classmates.
Talked with Bryan ISD, and they were very interested in recognizing him as well. With that award and also a gift card with his classmates, the principal was very much on board with us doing this. Grand presentation at his school and recognizing for his actions. He's a hero in our eyes and pretty amazing for the actions of a first grader.
McGregor says it's important for parents with medical conditions to discuss it with their children and have an action plan in case of a similar crisis. A local teacher heard a student tell classmates he was going to bring a gun to school and commit acts of violence. This week's incident at Davila Middle School led to a police investigation and the suspension of a 12-year-old. Bryan ISD spokeswoman Sandy Ferris says this case sends a signal to parents and students.
I hope they hear that and realize that we've got teachers who are vigilant about listening and reporting what they hear, and know that when they do hear something that is concerning, that we act quickly on it. And I hope students will understand how serious it is to make a remark that they may even be making as a joke.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the teacher and the students were interviewed.
It was believed that the statements were serious in nature. However, the student didn't have the means to carry through with that threat, and it is still being looked into.
McKeithen says the student denied saying anything. A car was clipped by a train in downtown Bryan yesterday morning, resulting in non-life-threatening injuries for the driver. Police say the driver disregarded the crossing arms and attempted to cross the tracks in the path of an oncoming train. The car was clipped and struck a pickup. The driver was issued a citation and taken to the hospital. The driver of the truck was not hurt. 2,400 officers converged on the nation's capital earlier this week to assist with the presidential inauguration. 12 came from College Station, 10 of them for the first time. Two had been there before, including Sergeant Blaine Crowder.
This time we were up towards the very beginning, near the Capitol. The parade's a few hours. It goes a long time. Our day starts early. We loaded the buses at 3:30 a.m., and we probably returned to the hotel around 7:30 p.m.
70 officers from Brazos Valley law enforcement agencies participated in the security detail. Yesterday evening, a 17-year-old male reported to College Station police that he and a friend had been robbed at gunpoint in Pommel Circle near Riata Meadows Park. Two people with guns exited a dark-colored Dodge Magnum with a semi-automatic and silver revolver and demanded property. No one was injured. Suspect descriptions are available on our website, WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:34. It's 63 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farmer ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25 plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
I hate when it's cold outside.
And I hate it when it's hot outside.
At Malik Service, we don't care.
What?
What matters is how your family feels inside your home all year long.
Oh.
Malik Service is all heating and AC units. Right now you can double down. Upgrade to a new Carrier system and Malik will buy back your old equipment for up to $1,000. Plus, take advantage of any additional rebates. Just tell us you want to double down.
Call 776-2222 for a free estimate or at MalikService.com. Malik Service, making a difference. Like us on Facebook.
This Saturday, January 26th, Producers Cooperative will be hosting a special edition of Saturday Class. That's right. At 11 a.m. this Saturday in the Ag Center, you can learn all about growing and managing show broilers. Learn the techniques along with the little things that can help you be a success in the show ring. And best of all, it's free. If you're a youth poultry exhibitor, parent, or advisor, don't miss this special class. Producers, 1800 North Texas Avenue in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Excuse me. Okay.
50 the zone.
Yeah, there you go. 50 the zone. I feel better than I sound. But anyway, here we go. Let's do some weather.
That's good.
Yeah. High temperature today, and by the way, it's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Unseasonably warm temperatures out there. Nothing but really good news.
Clouds and some occasional sunshine developing today. Highs will be 70 to 75. It'll be mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower tonight. Lows will be close to 60. Tomorrow we'll keep the clouds around. It could be a shower as we head into the weekend. Highs tomorrow near 70. Mostly cloudy, 55 to 60 tomorrow night. Cloudiness will linger across the area Sunday. There's still the chance of a shower or two. High Sunday afternoon near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Coach Blair and Coach Schaefer squared off last night in A&M women's basketball, and it was very good for A&M. Sumlin adds two to his coaching staff, a former Aggie on the Houston staff now playing football, and baseball starts today. We'll cover all that for you and more coming up in about 12 minutes.
So there you go, 737, News Talk, 1620 WTAW. When I say grip-tight toilet seat, what comes to mind? No, that's right.
You have trouble staying on?
Well, the seat, you see, that, you know, we talked about the Consumer Electronics Show. What was that, 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
Now going on is the big Builders Show that I think is going on in Las Vegas, where you have all sorts of new, neat things for the home. But the grip-tight toilet seat would be one of them. Now, would you think, is it a seat, as Kevin might suggest, that no matter how tired or overserved you might be, that you won't slide onto the floor. But there at the International Builders Show, bathroom fixture maker Kohler has unveiled the new Griptite Reveal seat. It doesn't grab and hold your butt. Instead, it features rubber bumpers that keep the seat from sliding on the bowl.
Oh, that would be very handy for folks that are handicapped.
Yeah. And the overhanging lid covers the seat ring for a seamless look, because after all, don't you want a seamless look? But that would also mean that the lid cover has to go down. Good luck with that. See how
again,
that works
that's
out.
A guy thing.
It is. It's true. All right, so
my dad runs into that trouble.
What's that?
He's paralyzed on the right side of his body, and it's hard to control when he's sitting down.
Right. And so this will grab it and hold it.
I have replaced, I can't tell you how many toilet
seats. For that very reason.
For that very reason.
All right, there you go. It'll be at a store near you soon. Okay, we've seen them all. This is an office story, things that happen in the office. We've seen them all. Maybe we have, in fact, posted some passive-aggressive office notes, like, if this yogurt isn't yours, don't eat it.
Or the one that, there's one in our refrigerator now that says, you touch this creamer, you would die.
Yeah, something like that. Coffee creamer, huh?
It literally, it's like something like, you touch a creamer and you're going to die.
That's what she said.
What kind is it? Do you know? I mean, is it?
I didn't pay that much attention. I was sort of most interested in the note that was written on it.
Just the coffee creamer.
Whole idea. Whoever keeps leaving his or her dirty dishes in the sink, your mom isn't here to wash for you.
Oh, yeah. I've been wanting to leave one in the bathroom that says, to the mystery pooper, can't you flush a toilet?
Okay, that's the next one.
But I haven't done that.
If you sprinkle when you tinkle, I mean, that's another one.
Be a sweetie, lift the CD.
There you go.
Or wipe the CD in.
As well as, our pipes are old, don't flush anything that's giant and obviously unflushable, you idiot.
Or how about, we don't swim in your toilet, so don't pee in our pool.
Very nice. Well, sorry, that happens. Or,
this is our ool, there's no pee in it.
Passive-aggressive and sometimes purely aggressive messages are an art form, having existed since the time that we actually could. You know, that's why post-it notes are great. You don't have to go find a piece of tape to stick it on there, you know? Write it and just stick it there. Particularly in the office, like the note telling the co-worker or workers to stop doing whatever it is that they're doing. When they put at the end, usually all in capitals, you know who you are. Lisa Quow writes for the Wall Street Journal, and she said the latest trend in passive-aggressive note leaving around the office, the trend is that it is still happening. Okay, maybe it's a cheap excuse to write an article for a major newspaper, but nonetheless, a psychotherapist tells the Journal that passive-aggressive tends to spike when employees are unhappy. Duh. When people are annoyed, they send annoying notes. What bugs them? Basically life, the economy, the recession, their jobs, home life, whatever it is.
The person who is leaving poo in the toilet?
Well, but whatever it is, even if it's not in the office, they act it out of the office with these passive-aggressive notes. And every now and then, they can be clever. In 2011, Governor Jerry Brown left a message for his state lawmakers to members of the California State Senate. I'm signing S. Bill 769, which allows for a dead mountain lion to be stuffed and displayed. This presumably important bill earned overwhelming support by both Republicans and Democrats. If only the same energetic bipartisan spirit could be applied to creating clean energy jobs and ending tax laws that send jobs out of state.
Nanner, nanner, nanner.
Yeah, good luck with that. The one thing that is interesting, though, it may be the one form of communication that has not gone digital. Because, you know, it's easier to leave an anonymous note there in the break room.
Yeah, you can't be snarky if your name's on it.
Exactly right. They can't trace it back to you. The notes still show up in the same places, according to the article, the office fridge, the kitchen sink, or the bathroom stall, accusing fellow workers of crimes against office etiquette. There's the stolen soda, the bite out of the sandwich.
I wouldn't trust eating a bite out of someone else's sandwich, really.
Man. Just one bite, though?
Dirty mugs in the sink were there. The sloppy counter littered with the coffee rings and the sprinkled sugar. People are pigs. I mean, they just are. And they figure there's always going to be somebody behind them to clean it up, so it doesn't really matter.
It's always nice to be above that fray, though, because I'm not a coffee drinker.
Ah, there you go. You can say it wasn't me.
Every complaint in any building I've ever been in, yep. I'm like, hey, I don't drink coffee.
You ain't the one.
It ain't me.
Yeah. How to unclog a sink. How to build a birdhouse. How to repair an iPhone screen. How to carve a life-size replica of Abraham Lincoln, whatever. All sorts of useful things, or not useful things, you can find on the Internet. Now there's how to dunk an Oreo cookie without getting your fingers wet.
Oh, we put it on chopsticks?
Well, actually, they have a device now. I'm not sure how un-American it is to actually dunk an Oreo and not get a little bit of milk on your fingers.
What's the joy in that?
Well, the crazy weirdo commie writes, Oreo cookies are not like other cookies that you dunk. Unlike chocolate chip cookies, Oreos have a layer of creamy filling. And it's this filling that makes the whole clean finger dunk possible. All you need are the cookies, a glass of milk, and a fork. Stick the creamy filling of the cookie with the fork, then dunk the fork into the milk.
It already sounds like you're messing up some of the structure. You're going to get more of that crumbling action than you usually like. The sides are going to fall off.
Well, no. That's like eating pizza with utensils.
Yeah,
that's just raw.
Yeah.
Or kissing someone with a football helmet on. Oh, come on.
Have you done that a lot?
No, but I've heard
have
the expression.
Have you tried that a lot?
No, I have not.
I have never heard
I have not either.
Kissing somebody with a football.
That's what my dad says decaf coffee is like.
It's like kissing
He said there's no thrill. It's like trying to kiss someone with a football helmet on.
That's okay. Kiss your sister.
That's if it's a tie.
No, but that's just gross.
But if you... Now, the other thing is it's got to be double stuff Oreos, right? I mean, because if it's the single stuff, then you can't really do very good. But that's
you'd
okay.
You have to use like a shrimp fork.
There's a product
Why don't
out
we
there.
Just mix some lard with sugar
that's
and
what
put
it is.
On a spoon
that's,
and dip it
that's,
in milk?
That's what it is. That's lard with sugar. You don't want to know that, but it is. The Dipper, D-I-P-R, it's a gadget that you buy that holds the Oreo for dipping if you really, really, really
wow.
need that.
I guess there could be some good reasons to use it, but I prefer my hands.
Well, that's it. Again, there's nothing wrong with a little bit of that. All right, a 16-year-old girl. Indiana allegedly drove 60 miles an hour to beat up another girl who spread rumors about her on Facebook. Police said the teen knocked her 17-year-old victim down, kicked her. Victim's mom pulled the teens apart. The attacker left, but police arrested her later when she drove by another girl's house to do the exact same thing.
The Dipper, is a, it's a hook.
A hook?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Where do you hook it?
It's basically like the handle of a fork, or it looks like a spoon that's had all of it removed, but the outside edge of one side.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And then you just put it right in there.
Right.
And you see, and the
Sounds
other thing.
Sounds a lot better than a fork.
The other thing, if they ever decide to change the size of an Oreo, you can bust them on that. Because obviously if the Oreo gets smaller, it won't fit anymore. So you can call them out for that if
it
ever
actually
happens.
Looks like something you would find at a dentist's
and
office.
How, and how much does it cost?
I don't know. I'm looking at a YouTube video.
Oh, okay. Never mind. It's probably too much anyway. Hello.
And we're missing the payoff. All them crumbles getting that milk.
There you go. Right there at the end. It's a surprise at the bottom of the glass.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing and e-filing tax returns since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey-endorsed local provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment. That's 696-6776.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
What do you do with the stuff around your house that's no longer useful? Do you toss it aside or repurpose it? More importantly, what do you do with someone you know who feels they're no longer useful? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Did you hate taking out the garbage as a kid? Yeah, most do, but not 12-year-old Sam Klein. Early on, he was fascinated with the things people threw away. He would even race outside each week when the garbage truck came by. What started as simple fascination soon became a genuine passion. In fact, Sam formed his own recycling business before he was even a teenager. He collects discarded ink cartridges and sells them back to the manufacturers. And the money he raises? Well, he doesn't blow it on video games. He donates it to local charities who help the less fortunate. To Sam, nothing should be simply tossed aside, not garbage, and especially not people. It's a principle we could all learn from. Maybe you know someone who's down on their luck. They're suffering from a broken relationship. They've lost their job, or they can't see their own value. The world can be an awfully lonely place when you feel you've outlived your usefulness. And these folks need a Sam in their life, someone to come alongside them to see not discarded junk, but potential. Reach out today and let somebody know you treasure them. You'll find encouragement to help your family thrive at FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans.
We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This week at Sterling Auto Group, any trade goes. During Any Trade Goes, Sterling Auto Group will give you top dollar for any trade. You heard right. Sterling Auto Group wants your current car, truck, or SUV, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, regardless of make, miles, or condition. So you can drive home a new Buick or GMC for possibly less, yes, less than you're paying now. Get $10,000 off any select 2013 GMC Texas Edition truck in stock. That's thousands less than Chevrolet. In fact, not only do GMC Sierra trucks cost less, they look better and have more standard features than Chevy. Plus, at Sterling Auto Group, zero down delivers. Brand new GMC Sierra pickups with zero down, just $279 per month. 0% APR for 72 months is also available on select models. Nobody delivers more for less than Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group, 205 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. GMC, we are professional grade. 72 months at 3% APR plus TTL and fees with approved credit, zero APR. $1389 per thousand financed. Offers not in combination. Comparison is based on Chevy MSRP. All incentives to dealer.
Howdy and good morning. There we go. Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor. It's time for your sports on WTAW at 7:50. By the way, the Dipper's $2.99. Coach Gary Blair and Vic Schaefer squared off for the very first time as opposing coaches last night, and A&M took a run at Mississippi State. It did not end well for the Bulldogs.
Aggies will win this one running away in Starkville tonight. The final score of 81-33. It is Texas A&M that runs their record to 5-1 and 15-5.
Christy Bellick had 18 points last night, and number 16 Texas A&M routed Mississippi State. Adrian Pratcher added 15 points for the Aggies, who shot 60% from the field, and the ladies now will host Missouri at Reed this Sunday at 2:30, and all the action is live on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. It's official. Texas A&M head coach Kevin Sumlin filled two spots on his Aggie coaching staff with the addition of co-offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach Jake Spavital and special teams coordinator tight end coach Jeff Banks. The school made that official yesterday. Jeff Schmall, Texas A&M Senior Associate Athletic Director for External Operations, has announced after 10 years he will resign his position to pursue other business interests.
Aggies will win.
Now, it's going to be 75 degrees today. It is Texas, so we're going to start baseball. Number 24 team in the country in the USA Today Sports Top 25 Coaches Poll, A&M Baseball, will hold its first practice of the spring this evening at Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. First pitch of a six-inning scrimmage will take place at 7 o'clock. The first real game for A&M is a homestand against Illinois-Chicago, and that is February the 15th through the 17th. Former Texas A&M quarterback Stephen Magee, former Houston quarterback Case Keenum are among eight players signed to reserve/future contracts by the Houston Texans. The 6'3 McGee was the fourth-round pick by Dallas in 2009. He only played three games for the Cowboys before he was cut at the end of training camp in 2012. The 6-foot Keenum spent the last season on the Houston practice squad after signing as an undrafted free agent. If you'd like to see all eight, those are posted on our website at WTAW.com. Miron Hosaskol scored his fifth goal of the season in overtime last night to give the Chicago Blackhawks a 3-2 victory over the Dallas Stars. Patrick Sharp and Jonathan Toews added power play goals in the regulation for the Blackhawks, and Stars goalie Kari Lettinen stopped 38 shots in a losing effort. Very busy weekend on the A&M campus. A&M is hosting what's called a Mondo Challenge at track and field, which will see Tennessee, TCU, Texas Tech, and from the Pac-12, Arizona State, and USC come to town. That cranks up tonight at 6. The men's tennis team is on the road. They're ranked 26th in the country. They'll be playing in Palo Alto, California. And Texas A&M men's swimming and diving team will host a longtime rival SMU. That's 7 o'clock tonight in a dual meet for senior night. The Aggies will honor seven seniors who will be competing in their first regular season home meet. And by the way, if you'd like to go see that, it is absolutely free. That's your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
Garbage cans, street signs, runaway wagons, your neighbor Gary. There are a lot of things you need to be able to see on the road. And with head-up display in the BMW 3 Series, you can. It projects your speed and turn-by-turn navigation onto the windshield, which means you shouldn't ever have to take your eyes off the road. The BMW 3 Series with head-up display is here. We only make one thing. The ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW is about 5 minutes till. If you're going to the Super Bowl's coming up. I don't know if you've heard the two head coaches are brothers. That ought to be really interesting, you know. That what a great angle on the game. But anyway, if you're not going, the next best thing is a big screen, right?
Sure.
All right, now the next best thing, if you don't have the big screen, would be to maybe watch it live on your desktop or your laptop or your tablet.
If you gotta.
Yeah. And for those who don't have access to the big screen or the medium-sized screen.
Reenact it in the backyard.
You can reenact it in the backyard. You can do that. The family, the really small screen is there, and it's an option, too. And there's a streaming app this year for the Super Bowl. You'll need Verizon to load up the exclusive NFL app. But even if you do have a big streaming online does come with some extra perks if you'd like to do that. One of the things that they do, and it's very interesting, there was a big discussion about that. It happens every year, and it happened earlier this year as well. You don't get to see what's called the All-22 50-yard line camera. And the NFL has kind of done that on purpose because they don't want you to be able to, don't want other teams to be able to steal the formations of the other team. And by getting, in other words, all 22 players in there, you get a chance to kind of see where everybody's set up. If you'll notice, the shots are from different angles or they're tighter shots that you don't get to see that. But you will be able to see that in the Fan Choice app.
Because the other team won't get that Fan Choice app.
That's right. Yeah. So, but, I mean, now that it's out there and available. Now, but the other thing that's interesting is if you don't want to watch the game, okay, if you don't want to watch the game, then you can tweet with celebrity tweeters that'll be there. The two they mentioned here, Sharon Osbourne and LL Cool J. So, wow. Hello.
Yeah, this is the redneck gadget dude.
Yeah, the redneck gadget dude. Why are you that?
Well, I am that because I have got the ultimate tool for dipping your Oreos, roasting marshmallows, and hanging your sign.
I'm scared. What is
it? Coat hanger.
Coat hanger.
There you go.
Thank you.
What a plan. That is a man with a plan right there.
Did you see how much it cost? Did they ever mention that in the YouTube that could be used for?
Yeah, that's, I announced it before I did the sports.
I'm sorry,
I didn't hear it. Oh, I know. You were busy.
Yeah.
$2.99.
Oh.
It's plastic.
Plus shipping and handling?
I would assume
so. Uh-huh. Surgeon in Australia suing Google. Dr. Guy Hingston claims to be losing business thanks to Google's autocomplete feature. Just disable that. It's annoying. I mean, it is annoying. But anyway, Hinkston says that Google, when you do a search suggestion, they have unfairly linked his name to the word bankrupt.
Oh.
Now, he admits that he once owned an air ambulance service that ran into financial problems, but now you type his name in and you get bankrupt. So he's suing him. All right, Madman, you fan? You're going to have to wait till April the 7th to see what happens to Don Draper and the crew. AMC has announced the sixth season will kick off with a two-hour premiere. And again, that'll be on April the 7th. Now, if you want to catch up, you can see Season 5 beginning on March the 5th, in case you missed any of the episodes, if you're watching that at all. Now, having a nightcap to help you fall asleep, bad idea. Findings to be printed in the April issue of Alcoholism, Clinical and Experimental Research. Let you see the ads in that one. Olives, Mercino
cherries. Yeah, no kidding.
Researchers say that while alcohol does allow healthy people to fall asleep more quickly and even more deeply for a while. Yeah, it's a sleep aid, alcohol.
Have a quick snort before bed.
It reduces your rapid eye movement, your REM sleep. And more people, the more people drink before they go to bed, the stronger the disruption of sleep. Unless you drink really a whole lot, and then you could just pass out, and it really wouldn't matter. Jack Wagner's coming back to General Hospital.
Thank goodness.
I know. I never knew he left.
He's a great golfer, though.
Oh, is he?
He's an outstanding golfer.
The big news for any of those General Hospital fans who watched the soap and had a crush on his character, Frisco, he'll be back. TV Guide Magazine. They still make TV Guide?
I guess. Wow. It's probably online.
TV Guide Magazine says that they've already set it back up. And they'll be filming any day now. It'll be the 50th anniversary of what we would call a daytime drama.
Wow.
So, Lord.
There you are. It's General Hospital. It's a doctor show, I guess. Huh? How many hard drives do you crash in a lifetime?
Five.
Cat?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It depends if you're counting back in the day when it crashed, like, consistently.
No, I mean, crash, like, goes away. You know, crash, like.